This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Every other week, I'm joined by Matt Kettman from the Santa Barbara Independent and Wine Enthusiast. We discuss food and drink trends up and down the Central Coast, and he joins me now in the studio. Matt, good to see you.
Good to see you.
So drones, they are everywhere. I see them when I'm out surfing. You see them when you're walking around town sometimes, and I would never have thought somehow they would infiltrate a wine vineyard, but you've been writing that they in fact have.
Yeah, drones, as you mentioned, are huge and are everywhere, and now they're in vineyards. In the past, people would use actually like planes, flyover technology, planes equipped with certain cameras to fly over their vineyards, and it would tell them which parts are vigorous, which parts are kind of hurting, and then they could make adjustments to the vineyard.
Right. I guess it's easy. You think you could see that just walking around, but a bigger picture overhead view is important.
Yeah, bigger picture overhead views, and then those special kind of layers of infrared and stuff like that can tell you quite a bit. So now, of course, why fly a plane when you can fly a drone and actually own a drone and do it yourself? And so you're seeing that a lot now. It gives vintners a great idea of what parts of their vineyards need more water, what parts need more nutrients, and that sort of thing. And so that will give them a more even crop. But drones are being used in other ways too.
Well, you've also been writing that I want to make sure I'm getting this right. They're being used to scare off birds.
Yeah, so they're being used to scare off birds. So in particular, John Albin, who's a pioneer of Rhone varieties up in the Edna Valley, and he really kind of brought a lot of the Rhone varieties like Syrah and Viognier across the state. He's been using a drone set on a pattern that plays hawk and predatory bird noises. And so it scares birds away during, at the time when the grapes are really delicious looking to birds, which is, for a couple months of the year. And so he can do them, I think, a couple times a day, and it's enough to scare the birds away. They don't want to get eaten by a hawk. So
the image of a drone making a hawk noise chasing a bird is just too much for me.
Yeah.
But apparently it works.
Yeah. And actually, bird loss is something that affects, I think it's like $60 million annually in crops, which is crazy. So drones aren't the only way that they're trying to scare them.
Yeah, lasers apparently is another technique, right?
Yeah, this was a big headline a week or so ago up in Sonoma County. They're using this new laser technology that shoots these beams of green light across the vineyards and apparently freaks out the birds enough to scare them away, which is a lot better than a traditional way of scaring birds was using like these boom noises. So sometimes if you go by vineyards and you hear, during the harvest season, you start to hear boom, boom. It's pretty annoying to neighbors.
Interesting, yeah.
So lasers are quiet, although a bit weird.
Yeah, well, definitely weird, but I'm glad to see that, technology is being put to use in some creative ways. We also do talk about the fact that we are still in a drought and that folks growing grapes have to think about water still and how it's being used, how efficient they are. Any technology that's being used up there to handle water?
Yeah, there's one technology called WaterBit. It's kind of being pioneered by TJ Rogers, who's a former tech mogul that now runs a winery up in the Santa Cruz Mountains called Clos de la Tech. Traditionally, you water vineyards as a whole. You just kind of water them and, combine all the different grapes at the end. This gets watering down to like a very small block of grapes. You could even get it down to the per vine level if it didn't cost so much. But it's essentially a solar powered meter for your water. And when you need water, it triggers it, it sends a message, a radio signal to your irrigation machine, and it turns it on. And so basically, the plants that need water get water when they need it, and the plants that don't need water aren't overwatered. And so you get a very consistent crop. And this really has the potential to change agriculture across the board, not just wine grapes. And it's starting to hit the market, and everyone from almond growers to grape growers are really interested in, because it'll save you tons of water, which saves you tons of money, and farmers are pragmatic people. So.
Yeah, drilling is not cheap, especially in areas like the Central Valley or the wine region. So we could conceivably see this in other agricultural fields.
Yeah, exactly. And it really has the, it could be the way that crops are watered into the future, and it's starting in the vineyard. So that's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool. Matt Kettman from the Santa Barbara Independent and Wine Enthusiast, thanks as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.